The rain falls steadily in Washington Square Park as Piper Carroll huddles under her umbrella, watching a homeless musician with striking blue eyes and a feather earring captivate the sparse crowd. There's something magnetic about him, the way his fingers dance across guitar strings, the raw emotion in his voice as he plays. When their eyes meet, something electric passes between them. Later, as she's leaving, he points to the sky. "Look! Gray skies and rainbows." She glances up to find he's right. A perfect rainbow arches across the cloudy sky. It's a metaphor that will come to define their relationship. Beauty emerging from darkness, hope intertwined with pain. This chance encounter between a woman living a safe but unfulfilling life and a man who exists purely in the present moment sets the stage for a love story that defies conventional expectations and explores what happens when passion collides with mental illness. Blue approaches life with an intensity that both thrills and terrifies Piper. "I like you. I want to spend time with you. But that's all I got right now," he tells her. His philosophy is simple. Live entirely in the moment because tomorrow isn't guaranteed. For Piper, who spent her life planning for the future while working in her parents' basement, this approach feels liberating. Their connection deepens through intimate moments. An ice cream date where Blue boldly licks her cone, their eyes locked in an exchange more intimate than a kiss. His touch on her face that fulfills his prediction that she'll hear his music when she closes her eyes. Their relationship's power lies in its raw authenticity. "I don't know how to love you, Piper, but I know I love you a little more every day," Blue confesses. His promise of as many tomorrows as I possibly can contains a warning that love-blinded Piper fails to recognize. As their relationship deepens, troubling patterns emerge. Piper discovers Blue drinking vodka while frantically perfecting songs, going days without sleeping or eating until he's fucked up from exhaustion. "I do better alone, so I don't drag people down with me," he confesses. Rather than addressing these red flags, Piper kisses away the problem, establishing a pattern of enabling. When she suggests living together, Blue becomes agitated. "I'm not going to live in an apartment with you and get a job and have a bank account and meet your family and build dreams together." His tormented, "I don't know," when asked why, reveals his internal struggles. During a visit to her apartment, he examines her possessions, remarking, "So this is you." When Piper suggests making it their home, he deflects. "Your heart is my home. The way you look at me is my home." Shortly after, Blue disappears with his guitar and duffel bag, leaving his dog behind, suggesting he intended to return. 8 weeks later, Piper discovers she's pregnant. The novel confronts harsh realities head-on. Piper's father responds to her pregnancy with disgust. "You think this is hard? Wait until you have a little meth baby or AIDS." Despite this, Piper keeps the baby, naming her Lyric, and builds a life around her daughter and work. Years pass without word from Blue, yet Piper never fully moves on, preserving his memory through his dog and stories she tells Lyric. In a startling turn, Piper discovers Blue has become famous with his band No Tomorrow when his voice comes through her car radio one rainy morning. After hearing his single Ladybug's Flight, she finds his album dedicated. "For Piper, keeper of my heart, you'll always be my ladybug. Don't give up, baby. I took a walk, but I didn't run away." Their backstage reunion at his sold-out concert crackles with unresolved pain. When Blue sees her, he whispers, "Ladybug," with tenderness that weakens her knees. Before she can mention their daughter, he invites her to dinner, confessing, "You're in my veins. Every song, every lyric, they're all about you." The novel delivers its devastating blow when Piper discovers Blue injecting heroin. When confronted about their daughter, he confesses, "I can't be a father. I'm just a worthless piece of shit," revealing the self-loathing behind his addiction. What appeared to be a story about a free-spirited musician transforms into an examination of untreated mental illness. After Blue has a public meltdown during a concert, screaming at invisible figures, he's hospitalized following a suicide attempt. We learn he suffers from schizophrenia, causing him to hear voices and see an imaginary bluebird urging him to fly away. Through flashbacks and journal entries, we witness Blue's descent from eccentric artist to someone losing touch with reality. His suicide note reads, "I'm going to fly now. I'm going to be free." He says it will take all the bad away. "I love you like no tomorrow. Always, always, always." Piper realizes she never truly knew Blue, later discovering his traumatic childhood with a mentally ill mother who believed birds were sacred messengers and an abusive father. The novel compassionately portrays Blue's treatment journey. With medication, the bird is gone. Though he fears losing his creative spark, a common concern among artists with mental illness, his recovery unfolds as a complex path with both progress and setbacks. When friends question Piper's choice to love someone damaged, she delivers the novel's core message. "Because I love him. People don't have to be perfect to be loved. They can be broken and sick and messed up and ugly. Everyone deserves love." This challenges the notion that love requires wholeness. After months of treatment, Blue, now identifying as Evan, meets Piper again, transformed with a newfound quiet confidence and inner peace. He explains he never truly wanted to die. He was drowning under trauma and untreated illness. He commits to medication and therapy indefinitely, recognizing these as lifelong commitments to their future together. 15 years later, Evan and Piper have built their once impossible family. Their Victorian home fills with music as Evan, now stabilized through consistent treatment, works on his first solo album, Out of the Blue, representing both his musical journey and path to healing. Their son Noah inherits Evan's creativity, while daughter Lyric navigates her first relationship. Their story shows mental illness affecting generations not as a curse, but as a reality to face with knowledge and compassion. Evan maintains stability through medication, therapy, and routines, with difficult days that no longer escalate into catastrophic episodes. The novel's wisdom, perfect love is myth. Real love, messy and demanding attention, holds greater value. Through Blue and Piper's journey, we learn authentic love means weathering life's storms together. Loving like there's no tomorrow means fighting for every tomorrow, even when hope dims. True intimacy comes from finding someone who helps gather our broken pieces into something beautiful.